Hello there, and thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Veterans is the topic today, veterans. You know, 22 veterans every day commit suicide. That's incredible when you add that up across our nation. And we're now beginning to grapple with this issue as a country. We're beginning to see the significance of it, the importance of this issue, and the incredible necessity that we address it and deal with it as a nation. You know, currently there are 21 states that keep track of the suicides by veterans in their state, and they count them, and they keep a record of them. And they know who they are, and they know where they've served, and they know the story of these 22 veterans every year that relate to their own particular state. And now California just recently passed another law, AB 242, that recognizes the death of veterans in California. So we're the 22nd state in the nation to now keep track of the suicides of our veterans. The interesting point, though, that California usually leads in a lot of these kind of issues. But here we're number 22 coming along, way behind. And what did it take? It took the initiative of a Republican local senator and a second one, local senator, in our state legislature. One was Democratic and one was Republican. They teamed up, wrote the bill, and now it's passed. You know, it's interesting that we are a Democratic state in California, but the Democrats did not rise to the occasion on this matter. They didn't address it at all. It took Jim Patterson, the Republican, to talk to his colleague, a Democrat, and team up together to get this bill acted upon. And now we count the number of suicides per year by veterans. So one of the things that has been noticed so far is that 70% of them did not access the mental health benefits available to them through the VA system. Now, whether that's because they don't trust the VA system, or they were so depressed that they couldn't get out of their homes and get out of their depression and go to a treatment program, or they had gone and didn't get appropriate care or didn't get helped, were treated inappropriately. You know, we don't know the story totally of these 70 veterans, 70% who did not act upon their depression by going to the VA mental health system. Now, many of these people do access the medical system of the VA and in the private community. Now, a lot of medical people don't refer somebody for therapy, even though they might be aware that this person is on edge and might be a candidate for suicide. A lot of medical people don't make mental health referrals, or they don't follow up to see if that person actually did go to the referral that was made. Or they may go once or twice and find out that it just was not helpful, it was not effective, it was not friendly, and they turn their backs on it and never go again. We don't know the full story, although we do know that these veterans that commit suicide, 22 of them, 70% of them, do not access and do not utilize and do not take advantage of the mental health care that is available to them through the VA system. So it isn't a matter of having a new medical insurance plan or care plan across the nation. That may not be the answer at all, because there already is a service available to them. They're not just accessing it. And that's been one of the problems of the national health plan that's out there, is that it's not available to so many people, because doctors won't see people from a certain category of insurance, because the insurance plan does not pay. So a lot of doctors won't see people. And therefore, there may be a need, but they go without care. And then this is one of the results of the people that needed care but didn't get it. Needed care but wasn't referred. Needed care but did not access it. Needed care but did not find it to be helpful. Whatever it might be. In California now, along with the other 21 states, we're now counting the number of veterans that commit suicide. Now, why is that important? Well, here's the deal. We can track it a little bit better. Are these veterans that are recently out of the military within the first year or two? Or are these veterans that have been out for 5 or 10 years from the military? Are these veterans that have post-trauma stress disorder or not? Are these veterans that were treated poorly in the military or not? Were these veterans that were identified in the military as being at risk but were never followed up and never referred? We don't know the story. But by counting them, we can get to the story. We can understand their story. But we can start to draw some general conclusions and then develop a treatment program or an approach to intercede and help these veterans so that suicide doesn't become the result of their agony and their aloneness and their depression. These people have stories to tell. These people have stories to share. These people have skills to draw upon. These people have contributions to make to our society. These people have learned the hard way in life, many, many lessons that now can be shared with others and taught others. We need them. We don't want them. We don't need them to commit suicide. We need their story. We need their skills. We need their background. We need their emphasis. We need their motivation. We need their care for our country and their love for our country. We need that. And we need a group of people now that will come around these people and prevent the suicides from happening. But where do you start? You start with getting a count. I hate to call it a body count, but that's kind of what it is. We need a count, and then we need to go into their story, and we need to then draw some generalizations. We need to draw some general conclusions, and then develop an approach within the VA and outside the VA, within the active military service and outside of the active military service, to address these issues and do them effectively and save a group of guys and gals that otherwise would not be part of our life, not be part of our community, not be part of our society and nation. We need them. They've done a great service for us. We need to thank them. You know, besides the medical system and the VA system, let's go back to the neighborhood. Let's go back to the church. You know, as a church, do you recognize veterans? Do you laud veterans? Do you care for veterans? Do you provide opportunities for veterans? Do you recognize them and recognize their contributions and utilize their contributions within the church? If not, you're part of the problem. If you're a neighborhood, do you recognize the veterans in your neighborhood? Do you thank them? Do you befriend them? Do you share life with them? Do you listen to their stories? Do you ask questions? Do you become part of their life? Do you offer help? If not, you're part of the answer. You're part of the problem. And you're not part of the answer. You see? So we need to look at it kind of not only from the point of view of the VA. Sure, they have a responsibility. Sure, our medical system has a responsibility. Sure, our mental health system has a responsibility. But so do we within our community. Organizations, you know, that have veterans in them. Do we really recognize them? Do we really laud them? Do we really pay attention? Do we really notice the veterans among us? And make them feel welcome, and make them feel honored, and make them feel important, and make them feel thanked for the service they rendered on our behalf. Well, do your job. When you see a veteran, reach out. Thank them. Reach out. Ask questions. Reach out. If you can help, offer. See what you can do. Be part of their life. Be part of their recovery. And be part of their prevention of suicide. Well, this has been the Psychology Report. Thanks for joining me today. And certainly why don't you go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. And also I would recommend that you go to the Rescue Mission in your community. We have the Fresno Rescue Mission here locally, but every community has a rescue mission or has one nearby. And the rescue mission often provides services for veterans. They're often part of the rehabilitation program for veterans. So, you know, you deal with the homelessness and the alcoholism and the sad stories of veterans, but they get involved in a rehabilitative manner. So they're part of the answer. So if you can help the rescue mission in your community, send them a few bucks. Get to know their services. Get to know their program. Get to know their people. And if anything, send them some money because they need it to provide the services that are desperately needed in the community. Okay, bye for now.